Good morning. This is Bo Stolzfus, and I'm here this morning to bring you some news from the Book of Books. Some news from the Word of God. So, I felt very empty this morning as I got up and I tried to figure out what should I share this morning. But when I opened up my Bible, I came across these verses in Numbers. And it's at Numbers 33:50. And first of all, I'd like to read these verses to you. And as I read down over these verses, I would like for you to consider maybe you're a new Christian. Maybe you're a new Christian this morning, and I would like for you to consider what am I going to be talking about? What's he going to get out of these verses? And so, just keep that in mind. And first of all, let's start with a word of prayer. Our Heavenly Father, I do thank you for the living Word, the Word that is true and faithful, the Word that is alive, alive forevermore. Thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for your love to us. And thank you, dear God, that if we are in Christ Jesus, we can go almost anywhere in the Bible and find inspiration. And so here we are at the Old Testament this morning, dear God. And before us we have a beautiful portion of Scripture. I just pray, dear God, that you would enlighten my mind this morning, dear God, that I might be able to bring out the truth of these verses, dear God, and how they apply to us today. I just pray, dear Heavenly Father, that you would have your way and let your holy and wonderful name be exalted. And Lord, I commit this little time into your hand and trust that you will have your way. I pray now that the name of Jesus can be exalted. Amen. Okay. The Word of God in Numbers 33:50. Now the Lord spoke to Moses in the plains of Moab by the Jordan, across from Jericho, saying, "Speak to the children of Israel and say to them, when you have crossed the Jordan into the land of Canaan, then you shall drive out all the inhabitants of the land from before you, destroy all their engraven stones, destroy all their molded images, and demolish all their high places, and you shall dispossess the inhabitants of the land and dwell in it. For I have given you the land to possess, and you shall divide the land by lot as an inheritance among your families. To the larger you shall give a larger inheritance, and to the smaller you shall give a smaller inheritance, that everyone's inheritance shall be whatever falls to him by lot. You shall inherit according to the tribes of your fathers. But if you do not drive out the inhabitants of the land from before you, then it shall be that those whom you let remain shall be irritants in your eyes and thorns in your sides, and they shall harass you in the land where you dwell. Moreover, it shall be that I will do to you as I thought to do with them." Now, first of all, I want to dwell a little bit on verse 56. And I just want you to get the seriousness of this message. Verse 56 says, "Moreover, it shall be that I will do to you as I thought to do to them." Let me read that again. If you don't do, he's talking to the children of Israel here, and he's saying, if you don't do, "Moreover, it shall be that I will do to you as I thought to do to them." In other words, God wanted to destroy these people, these heathen people, so that the children of Israel can dwell there in the land. And then he says here, it shall be that I will do to you as I thought to do to them. So he's going to destroy his people he's going to have to destroy the people who do not drive out all the enemies. Okay, so let's go back. Let's start over here again. It says in verse 51, speak to the children of Israel and say to them, when you have crossed the Jordan into the land of Canaan. Now, maybe you're a young Christian this morning, and or maybe you've been a Christian for several years, but you're struggling, and you're just not sure about how to have victory in the Christian life. And God says here, he's speaking to, you see, in the Old Testament, the Old Testament is a is types and shadows of the New. And so here is a very powerful type of the children of Israel. Literally, we're supposed to drive people, enemies of the children of God. They were supposed to drive them out of the land. Do we have enemies today that we are supposed to drive out of our land? See, we're now talking about the spiritual sense rather than the physical. Back then it was physical. They were supposed to drive people out of the land. Today, we're to drive enemies to our Christian life, out of our life. Okay? And so very clear this morning that what God has asked us to do. When you have crossed the Jordan into the land of Canaan, so now you're born again, you're a new person. So is everything a bed of roses? You know, I used to think, and I was taught this from my youth, that Canaan land is heaven. But you know, in heaven there'll be no battles. But Canaan land is in reality, if we consider the comparison, Canaan land is the Christian life. We have battles and we must be faithful in driving out the enemies. That is exactly what God asked the children of Israel to do. Go throughout the whole land and drive out your enemies. Did they get them all driven out? No. And did they cause them problems? Yes, indeed they did. And so, today, in our Christian life, when we are born again, we enter into a battleground. And God is asking us to remove every single enemy that keeps us from living a fulfilled Christian life. It is God's will for us to be filled with the Holy Spirit, even as the apostles there in the book of Acts, they were there together in the upper room, and the Spirit of God came down upon them, and they spoke with new tongues. They spoke in a different way. You know, they went out. They were filled with holy boldness. And they went out and they preached the gospel. Holiness, righteousness is what they preached. And they preached this very thing, I believe, that you need to repent. You need to change. You need to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And you know, that in filling with the Holy Spirit is just as real, can be just as real to us today as it was back then. We got born again. We got filled with the Holy Spirit. And we have a holy boldness about us that goes about and drives out the enemies. That's God's will for us, that we should drive out our enemies. Okay. Speak to the children of Israel and say to them, when you have crossed the Jordan into the land of Canaan, then you shall drive out all the inhabitants of the land before you. Destroy all their engraved stones. Destroy all their molded images. And demolish all their high places. You shall dispossess the inhabitants of the land and dwell in it. For I have given you the land to possess. And you shall divide the land by lot. You know, so like my time is about up this morning. I think I'll probably leave it at this, but I would like to put into words some of the enemies that we as Christians have to face. Some of the things that really need to be driven out of our lives in order that the Holy Spirit may have a dwelling place in our hearts and lives. You know, the Holy Spirit, God told us to ask that we might be filled with the Holy Spirit. And it's like a glass of water filled with, let's say, rocks or even sand. Maybe it's so fine and it's sand. And how much this glass is full up to about a quarter inch of dry sand. How much water can you get in there? Sure, you can add some water. You can add some water. But how much? Not very much. You might be able to get, you know, maybe the 12-ounce glass. Maybe you could get, I don't know, I never tried it. Maybe you can get 4 ounces of water in. I'm not sure. Okay, if it's filled with rocks, bigger rocks, pebble-sized rocks, you could probably get maybe 6 or 8 ounces of water in there. But, you know, if you take these rocks out, you can fill it to the brim. And you can get 12 ounces of water in a 12-ounce glass. And that's exactly the way it is with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit can come, but if we don't clear our house, if we don't sweep our house, how is the Holy Spirit going to have control of our lives? You know, there's going to be other attractions. There's going to be other things that will be in the way, and the Holy Spirit will only have a little bit of room to operate. So as we come to the next days, I would like to look at a little bit more at what some of those things are. So, God bless you this morning. My phone number, in case you want to call me, 717-656-9576. God bless you, and have a wonderful day. Come back again tomorrow morning.